Yes, basically what happened was we had a group of campers, about 114 of them, that were up at this particular site, and they were in a meeting in an open-air pavilion. Suddenly the weather came up pretty quickly, and they recognized that a storm was on the way, and they got the campers up and started transporting them to a safe location. And as they were doing this, the storm came in quickly and violently, and a number of trees just started coming down as they were transporting the children to a safe place. And it was extremely localized to this area where these kids were. And the damage was significant in that area, but in surrounding areas, not nearly what it was in that one particular spot. So, unfortunately, one of the campers did pass away. There were eight others who did receive some injuries and are being treated in local hospitals, and several have also been released.
So the trees were blown down. There wasn't a lightning strike, and there
No.
were multiple trees.
It was wind. At least to me, it appeared to be wind-related. Trees snapped in half, very violent, very quickly. Is how it occurred.
And were the kids hit in the head? Were they hit all over the place?
There were a number of different injuries involved, and I don't know the extent of all of them, but I know that there were a number of trees that came down where the campers were. We were getting them back to the building.
Can you tell us at all the ages of these kids?
The ages of that particular camp is 7 to, like, 11.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the ranges of the kids at the camp. I don't have the ages of all of the campers in front of me, but that's the range.
And do we know how the other campers who were injured went to the hospital are doing this morning at all?
I'm hearing just different reports, some being released, some being treated. There's a couple that are in more serious condition, but that's about all I know.
Okay. What is the policy at the camp for severe weather? Because there was a severe thunderstorm warning in place.
Yes, we do have a policy in place that in severe weather, what they're to do and to take it up, and where to take the campers and all of that. And the staff followed all of the protocol getting the campers from that location there. All I can say is the speed at which this storm came was extremely fast. And extremely violent. I've never seen anything quite like that in this area, that quick, that strong. And so our staff was doing all that they could in the moment. It's an open air pavilion, so they felt obviously a storm is coming. Let's get them inside. That's about 150 yards to the inside building, and it was upon them so quickly. That's about all they could do.
Were you on the campground at that time?
I was not on the campground when it happened, but I was here not long after.
Did someone monitor radar when there's the possibility of thunderstorms there?
I don't know if anyone was monitoring radar at that time. I haven't heard anything about that yet, so I don't know if that's the case.
I was mentioning with Ava Marie, our meteorologist, that, you know, where I was, and I wasn't in Manchester, but I was in another part of Maryland in Anne Arundel County, that the wind was just so severe before the actual storm really got there. And by that, I mean the rain and the lightning that you usually think of when you think of thunderstorms. Did that happen? Were there clouds there and the wind came around first and they were trying to get them to shelter at that point? Because, I mean, on radar, you could tell that there was definitely a storm coming.
All I can say is they were in the pavilion for a meeting. They had it was sunny, clear, and the storm came up very suddenly. And as soon as they noticed that the storm was upon them, they got the campers up and started to move them as quickly as they could to a safe location. And it was so quick that they obviously did not have time to get them all in there before the severity of this storm hit. And it was primarily a wind event. From what I understand, not a lot of lightning and rain. It was just a very quick wind and a storm hit very strongly. So that's about all I know, and that's the stories I've heard again and again.
What will happen with the camp now? What are the kids that are in the camp now? Will they continue the pickup, the whole situation there with the kids?
Well, we have two different campuses here. This particular campus is closed at the time. It was without power for a while. All of those campers have been taken home. There's a few that were here overnight that we put in a different location, and their parents are picking them up. The other campus, the teenage campus, is still going on. There was very little, if any, damage down at this campus. So they are staying. We don't know what's going to happen next week, but at this point, that particular camp is closed for the week.
All right, very good. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Bissett, he's camp director at River Valley Ranch here on Maryland.